running around the church, bustling, getting everything ready for Holy Week. We'd made a Costco run and had just finished planting flowers in the pots in the front of the church when Miss Green said to me, "Pastor, we're in the tea." You know that feeling, don't you? When you're in the tea, in the target zone, in the groove, you feel at peace, flowing in the river of life. That's the Easter feeling. Easter is being in the tea. We will leave here. We'll go back to our everyday lives. Bills, jobs, relationships, health problems, political events. They're all going to try to pull us out of the tea. So how does God pull us back into this flow, into this stream of God's love? God tells us to remember. The women go to the tomb early in the morning, and they are definitely not in the tea. They're expecting to find a dead body. They're bringing up spices to cover up the smell as the body decomposes in the tomb. But when they arrive, there's no body. There's only angels. Terrified, they fall to the ground. Remember how he told you, the angel said to the woman, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Remember what Jesus done and he had taught. Remember the meals together, his healing, his parables, the bent woman, the ten lepers. Remember Galilee. And then they remembered. And in that remembering, they were in the tea. They were in the flow of divine love, God's grace. So they ran to tell everyone about it. The apostles dismissed it, the women's words, as an idle tale. I mean, let's be honest. The woman's story is incredible. Everyone knows death is final. Plus, these are women. Jewish law required male witnesses. And men in a patriarchal society are not going to believe women. The Greek word for idle tale is leirosis. It describes not just an idle tale, it describes the ranting of a delirious person. Now, it's ironic that Mary Magdalene, the same woman who was cured of seven demons by Jesus himself, Mary Magdalene, who at one time had been truly beside herself, is now one of the women who is accused of being out of her mind. God chooses witnesses who are least likely to be believed. But it didn't matter the others didn't believe them. The women knew. The women remembered. The women believed. The women responded by breaking their own silence to speak their own truth. The women were in the tea, and nothing could remove them from it. They knew Easter joy. How can we take this Easter message with us this morning so that we can leave and stay in the tea, in this feeling of Easter joy? We are told to remember. Remembering happens when words or events that occurred in the past become part of our life in the present. When the angels reminded the women about the words that Jesus had said in the past, those words became a part of the women's present lives. They remembered Jesus' words. They remembered Jesus. So did the criminal on the cross. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." When Jesus remembers this criminal, he is making him present with Jesus in the kingdom of God. Jesus tells the disciples, and Jesus tells us to do this, to share this meal in remembrance of me. You know, every Sunday, every single Sunday is a little Easter. We remember Jesus in the word and in the meal. We remember Jesus when we share the peace of Christ. And when we are dismissed, it's as if, where are the women witnessing to the others? Go in peace. Share the good news. So our Easter lives are not just about remembering, because what did the women do? They shared what they remembered. The women tell the apostles, after the risen Jesus breaks bread with the two in Emmaus, they rush back to Jerusalem to tell others what had happened. After Jesus appears to the group in Jerusalem and eats with them, he tells them, and they go witness to others. When we live as followers of Jesus, we live in this divine flow of God's love, living in the tea. We're at peace. We're present in the moment. We let go of power, the ego, the pride that keeps us out of the flow. Surrendering to this divine love is not about giving in or capitulating or being irresponsible. It's not about floating along, hoping everything will work out. Surrendering to divine love, being in the tea, is allowing God to take control of our lives. This is not an easy thing to do. We're human. Just like practicing piano or a new dance or a new language, we need to be reminded over and over and over again. How do we remember? God reminds us in our baptism. God reminds us in the bread and wine. God reminds us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God loves us. God loves us. God wants us to be in the tea, to be in the present moment, to feel God's grace. So, dear church, come to the table and remember, then go. Share your Easter joy. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day.